Dr. Ron House, first off, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
This morning at 7:20, I was speaking with the director of Illinois Department of Employment Security, Jeffrey Mace. He's in town doing some work with employers and workforce development. It's amazing how my perception changes, and it's changed with time over John A. Logan College. Oh, it's great. They've got a great basketball and baseball team. Oh, it's great. They got the new rec center. What's really great is vocational work and the place that John A. Logan College and the role it plays there. And as time goes by, I increasingly realize how crucial what you do at John A. Logan College is and the way that you do it. For instance, I was at the job fair last week. I'm outside in the rampway. I meet a woman, and she's a phlebotomist. And I'm like, wow, you know, they're going to snap you up. Well, that's why I'm here. I'm looking at a couple of jobs at a prison, Department of Corrections, and that's just one. You've got a whole bunch of them coming out, like, and they're literally, employers are ready to pounce.
We have a wide variety of what we call career technical education programs, ranging all the way from those health programs that you mentioned to construction management, heating and air conditioning, welding, auto mechanics. All of those programs are full. We had waiting lists for many of those programs in the fall. We had turned people away, and that's not what we're about. And so we've been struggling with lack of state money. We've been struggling to expand those programs. We just hired an additional instructor in construction management and heating and air conditioning at the last board meeting. Many of those people have jobs immediately when they get out.
Yep.
We have a great welding program. If you looked at our program on paper, you would say something's wrong. You only graduate 3 or 4 or 5 people a year. But we run 50 people through that. After a course or two, they go out and get $20 an hour and they go to work.
Right.
And so we're very happy about that. That's the wave of the future. That's what people are talking about in Washington. That's what people are talking about in Springfield. We still offer the traditional things. We still offer psychology and history and English and mathematics and those. But those are just rather flat right now. But the career technical education programs are growing rapidly, and we're trying to adjust to accommodate them.
And it's interesting, every time you pull another straw out and go, look at this, I can pull one out too, right?
Sure.
You and I could sit here and do this all day. And here's mine, criminal justice.
Yes.
I talked to Carbondale Police Department. I talked to Jackson County Police Department. I talked to Kentucky State Police. I think it was Kentucky or Missouri. And they were all looking for graduates too, because they need police officers. Now, this is an interesting problem because of all the rioting and protests and shootings and the things that are happening in law enforcement, a difficult time for law enforcement. But at the same time, we're seeing more departments lose that top layer, aging
yes.
out, retirement.
Yes.
And there's a need for that young new patrolman to come on board or patrolwoman to come on board. Criminal justice and law enforcement is another big item.
It is a tremendous item. We have a retired state police officer that does some part-time work for us in our criminal justice program. I did not know until very recently that the Illinois State Police have a hard time finding enough applicants to go to the Police Training Institute.
Yep.
Tom, it's not been very many years ago that they had literally thousands of people apply for those jobs. Now they're beating the bushes to get people apply. Part of that is just what you say. It's no longer the glamorous job that it used to be.
My mom, I'll get one of these family members right. My brother came back from South Korea. He'd been locked down during the first war, Iraq and Iran, all this stuff, right? And his goal, I'm going to go to the Army. I'm going to learn how to deal with police dogs. And then whenever I come home, I want to work for the Illinois State Police.
Yes.
He never made it, Department of Corrections. But that's where he wanted to go his entire life. He's retiring in 3 months from the Department of Corrections, which makes me feel like a schmuck. He's my younger brother. That door never opened. And that's where he wanted to go.
That's right. Excuse me. We actually need a police training institute somewhere in southern Illinois, and I'm not suggesting it should be at John A. Logan College. It might logically be at SIU. There is a need in this area. Like everything else in Illinois, we have to go north to get anything. There's nothing to the south of us. There is, but if you want training and certification and that sort of thing, you have to go north. We have been interested in many years in having a police training institute in Southern Illinois. I've heard that SIU is considering trying to make a run for that. We would be more than happy to support their effort. We also are giving some serious consideration at the college to set up not an institute, but a division of criminal justice. Criminal justice, we have more students. There's only one area in our college that has more students, and that's nursing. Our second highest enrollment is in criminal justice.
No kidding.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? I'm not surprised because I see it in so many resumes that go through me. I bought one of your students who graduated. I bought their textbook. They needed money. Uh-huh. So I've got that in my book collection, which comes in handy, by the way, some days until they change the rules again.
Well, they will.
But I think that'd be surprising for a lot of people. I know I am.
It is surprising to all of us, and so we're very interested in that program. That program's interested in us, and so we're looking at ways to grow that program.
Just a cop, right? When you come out of that program, that's where I'm making the mistake. I'm expecting a guy in blue or a woman in blue with a shield on, and I realize that covers a lot more ground than maybe I should.
That's exactly right. It does cover a lot more ground. There is that traditional guy with a badge. But there's also all of the science that goes along with that, the investigation, the CSI stuff.
Right.
Perhaps not exactly.
Parole officer?
Yeah. Not
probation
like,
officer?
Yeah. Yes. Conservation police.
Right.
Probation. Parole. There's a whole lot of areas that criminal justice folks go into. And like a lot of other people, they get a degree, 2-year degree in criminal justice, and then they go someplace else and get something else. But they've got that 2-year degree in criminal justice. So it's a springboard. It's a platform for them to do a lot of different things. And we're looking to make that program grow even more.
And that, you know, the crucial nature of this role and the fact that John A. Logan College seems to me from the outside looking in and speaking with other members of the faculty, seems to be very responsive to understanding what the area needs. Now, sometimes it may take us longer to do what we want in preparation for education, say for hotel hospitality or to be an expert in the grapevines or vintner, I believe that is.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it. It gets done. But you got to find somebody who knows how to do it so you can teach it.
Well, that's right. And oftentimes that is a problem. We have difficulty at times getting qualified instructors in many of our programs, but certainly in the career technical area, it's difficult to do that. Most of our instructors could make a lot more money if they were working in their field rather than teaching.
Right.
And so we have to beg, borrow, steal, whatever we can. But we've been fortunate enough to get good instructors. We have great instructors at the college all over, but we really have great instructors in our career area, and so we're very, very proud of that.
This is a little bit on the esoteric side, and I wonder sometimes if I've got the vocabulary to carry this conversation out.
Well, if you don't, I don't.
Well, I was appalled. I'm appalled with myself in how long it took me to understand the nature of opportunity. When you're young, you think you're going to live forever. You don't worry about things maybe so much as maybe you should. You maybe don't always make the best choices. But as I got older, I understand the nature of opportunity. It happens when bad things happen and when good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you can interpret them. And you've always struck me as being an inherent optimist. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
Lucky you. Winston Churchill talked about it because anything else is exhausting, I believe was the term he used. But the nature of opportunity and teaching young people, gosh, I hate to say this, you got to carry your own weight. You got to find your way in the world, and you can see the nature of opportunity. And that opportunity, if you make the right decisions, can secure your future, your happiness, your comfort. But knowing what it is, when you're running a million miles a minute about having fun and which band is playing here and I'm going to buy a new car, the nature of opportunity in John A. Logan College, because that's, I mean, if you were to rename the college, we call it Southern Illinois Opportunity Port, you know? Did I get my idea across?
Yes, you do. There are many opportunities for students to explore their desires and interests at John A. Logan College. I was just talking with a lady out front. I've never really known all my life what I really wanted to do, but with an education, Tom, regardless of what your major is, it's a ticket to get on the bus. And it allows you the opportunity to expand your horizons, not just in employment, but in thinking as well. And so that's what we're about at John A. Logan. We offer some certificates and degrees. We offer a lot of those. But we also offer people an opportunity to do what they want to do or explore what they want to do. I had three or four different majors as an undergraduate at SIU. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So there's still a part of me that doesn't.
So was that you shifting the gold pan to see what's left in the bottom when you were doing that, you think? I mean, if you look back on it?
It was just a different reflection in the mirror, I think.
You were changing.
Yeah, I was changing, and my interests were changing. And once I had the opportunity to explore some programmatic things at SIU, I thought, hey, that's pretty neat. I might want to do that. We provide a lot of that at SIU. We also provide that at a lot less cost than SIU, although SIU is a wonderful place. And so that's what we are about. We are about opportunity and letting you dream, let your vision play out.
And you, I wonder how that happens. I said there seems to be some point in which you go, I thought it was just a word. There's a meaning behind that and the hope that goes along with it. And it was Walter Wendler that got me on this kick.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. And he kept preaching at me. It's one of the things that you pick up when you associate with good people like yourself. You start picking up characteristics you admire. Always kind of like that situation. But it takes a long time for you to get it. And to think about it this way. I saw it first as an acronym, NTS, non-traditional student.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you a personal story, and this is a little embarrassing. So I decided I thought I'd like to go and get a better higher education. This happened just a few years ago, like 5-6 years ago. And the college came here to the not yours, out of state. And they came here, and they said, well, we started talking about me going to that university. And they said I didn't have enough education to go.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that's what we provided.
I was left a little dumbfounded because I had been told, yeah, we got a place for everybody, but apparently everybody but me. And I'm still kind of left a little. Like I said, it's an embarrassing thing to admit in public. But, you know, I'm thinking, I can put two words together. I'm a writer. I know my math. I'm kind of an amateur scientist in my spare time and several other things. But I wonder how many other people like me. Guy just reached out to me, said he's in his 50s looking for a job, and he's a little bit worried about the future. Non-traditional students, certificates, and John A. Logan College is a path out. IT, just pulling one out of air.
Yeah, I've experienced, and I know what you're talking about, with regard to you don't have enough education to
get
that.
An education.
That's one of the problems that education has. We think we know. Occasionally we do, but we certainly don't know all the time. And what we don't know, Tom, is what drives you, what determines the way you want to be, how dedicated you are, how passionate you are about what you want to do or what you want to be. That's not measurable. And so we look at these test scores and we say, well, you don't have enough English, you don't have enough math, you don't have enough this. If you've got the drive on the inside, if you've got the passion for it, you're going to be a winner. And so we struggle with that. We struggle with trying to figure out if you've got the drive, you can do it. And so consequently, we are not very accommodating to some folks, and we negate their opportunity and discourage them.
See, because you just made the connection there too. The drive necessary, your predisposition.
Yes.
It's because you have now begun to understand the nature of opportunity.
Exactly. You're an adult. You know more about what you want to do than my 18-year-old granddaughter, I think.
Right.
And so that's a whole different challenge for us in education.
It is.
We're accustomed to working with those 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds and 17-year-olds. We're not accustomed to working with someone of your age bracket, regardless of what you wanted to do. You know what you want to do. You have a whole different mindset than these kids that come to us. There's no way in the world that we would try to discourage you. We would say, here, do this. You know what you want to do. You can do it.
Right.
You're driven by that.
Because those are two separate playbooks.
Oh,
Lord, I mean,
oh,
really,
yes.
Especially now. I mean, right, a 55-year-old male against an 18-year-old male. What do you want to do? I want to be a rock star. Well, I'd like to be in engineering. That's my story arc. I mean, you think about it in the most literal sense. I want to start a rock band and be the best ever. You ask me now, I'm ready to sign up for an engineering class. I want to do engineering. I want to build. I want architecture.
Good for you.
Right? That's where I think I want to go, right?
Yes.
If I've got a choice.
Yes.
And there are a million other people that think that way, too. And then they go, can I do it? Can I afford it? And that non-traditional student may be the wave of the future in some respects.
It is the wave of the future. There is the downward trend in high school graduates throughout the state of Illinois, not just in southern Illinois, all of Illinois. There is an outward migration of students. We blame it mostly on the state budget, but there are other factors that lead our students to go out of state. We have an aging population in southern Illinois, but they're a good population, and they're for the most part, they're a healthy population. And so those are the non-traditional students, and we're getting ready to put together a task force, actually, to look into the non-traditional students. We used to have a very robust evening program at John A. Logan.
Right.
That mostly has gone away, but our online program is increasing. It's going out of sight.
Right.
And so what we need to know is, well, are our evening folks now taking online folks classes? They're sitting at home at midnight in their sweatpants, and they're doing their thing.
Yep.
Or are we still missing part of that population that used to come to campus at night?
Because the classroom experience is also important, and I know you know this, and that whole structure, and I know this is people going, I don't want to stand at a desk and be a uniform. It's not what we're talking about. The interaction with the teacher.
Exactly.
The interaction with your students. The self-discipline it takes to show up on time, there's another subtext to this.
Exactly.
Now, when you've had the success that your basketball team had this year,
yes, sir.
National recognition.
Yes.
Does that work? Because on the university campus, statistics seem to indicate around 73 to 76% of students, success of the athletic program plays at least some role in their decision to come or go to a university. Is it the same at John A. Logan College? Because it isn't, as we talk, different.
Why do you think Greg Sterick is our athletic director?
I don't know.
That's why.
Why?
It is one of the most visible things that we do, whether we win or lose. That's true at a university, too, by the way. And so, yes, it is a great calling card. It is a great label for us. It does enhance our student enrollment. We're very pleased at that. We think that athletics is an integral part of what we do. It does cost some money, not as much probably as you think, but it does cost some money. But what it makes up for that in many, many ways. And so we're happy to say, yes, we think that it does. And we are very happy with our coaches and our athletic director that does a lot. They do a lot of community work.
And role models.
And
they
role
really
models.
Are.
And they go out
Smith
and speak.
Peters?
They go out
what
and speak.
What a role model.
Yeah. They go out and speak to the Rotary Club, to the Kiwanis Club. Yes, they're recruiters for our institution.
That's interesting when you look at it on that different level. I'm thinking about NCAA and being on the screen and seeing the logo, and you're talking about my boys go out in the trench.
Exactly. They go out in the trench. They go out and raise some of their own money. They are emissaries for our institution. We're very happy to have them, and we do have a great crew.
It seems like a more intimate relationship with your coaches. I don't know why I said that, but it's something I've always kind of impressioned with.
Well, you know, there are some institutions, even community colleges, where there seems to be a separation between Board of Trustees and administration and athletics. That does not exist at John A. Logan College. We're the athletic director reports to me. If you can call it reporting, but nevertheless.
Sit down and tell me how things are going.
That's
right?
Exactly Difference. Right. And so we're locked in with athletics from the Board of Trustees on down to the athletes themselves, and we're very happy about that. We think that's a big plus for our institution.
I'm sitting at a local establishment, and a woman who I know sits down next to me and starts telling me a story. She's a school bus driver. My child would not get to go to college had it not been for the golf program at John A. Logan College. The scholarship she got is the only way she would get to go to college.
Yes.
And that's one.
That's one bump. By the way, we hear that story. This is a unique time of the year for colleges. We're about ready to honor students and faculty and retirees and all of that. We're also getting ready to award several scholarships for this fall. And oftentimes when we do that, the person that receives that scholarship is in tears and says, I couldn't come even here without this scholarship.
And you know what's interesting? Because you take that with what we talked about earlier, the emotional conclusion of seeing the nature of opportunity.
Yes.
Right? Because opportunity sometimes is a task. That's why when you see bad things happen, you turn it into opportunity. It involves work.
That's right.
And I'm thinking about that emotional conclusion to this story is because somebody saw the opportunity, they put in the effort. And, you know, they say nobody appreciates anything until they work for it.
I had the privilege of listening to Jerry Kill talk last night, and he talked about this very thing. Winning is hard, but regardless, it takes hard work. And so whatever your vision is, Tom, if it's engineering or if it's football or if English, there's a lot of hard work in that. And so you have to have that vision. You have to have that drive and motivation that we were talking about earlier in order to succeed, because it's not easy. It's just not easy.
No, but it's worth it at the end.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and very, very rewarding and self-satisfying.
It's interesting because I was talking to an SIU faculty member, and they were talking about their value of their diploma, that the stock of SIU goes up and down in the minds of perceptions of people.
Yes.
in other institutions.
Yes.
And he says, this is like my piece of stock from the university. When our university does well, my diploma goes up in value.
Yeah. Well, I've always said, always, ever since I was a kid, that piece of paper, I don't care whether it's a associate degree, bachelor's degree, PhD, whatever it is just a ticket to get on the bus. You got to prove yourself in life. You've got to prove yourself in work. You've got to take those advantage of those opportunities that come along, not just before you get that piece of paper, but after you get that piece of paper as well.
Right. That guy who talked about the worth of his diploma went on to write an award-winning book on the Federalist Papers.
Oh, yeah, good, good.
And everybody keeps stealing it out of the library. Dr. Ron House. Dr. House, it's always a privilege. I enjoy having you in studio.
It's very nice talking with you, Tom.
I know some of it's kind of esoteric, but I really think that many ways education is.
Well, it is.
You know, it's not all 2 + 2 = 4. There's another world out there.
It is. Absolutely.